Guess it's gonna be. Oh, thank you. Guess it'll be on page 48. This is what jumped out at me today, that material world outward appearances are not inward reality at all. So I don't know if that's a topic, but I'll get into what led me there.
Okay, so welcome, Stephanie. And Stephanie's going to talk for 15 minutes on page 48 of the big book.
Right. Thank
Stephanie,
you.
would you like a 5 minute warning
Yes.
before you
Yes.
share? Okay.
Let me know, because I'm just going to let God guide the way. I want to say thank you, first off, to everyone who does service to this group. You guys are really special, and I thank all of you for being here. I absolutely love BBA. It has helped me so much, and I feel so thankful to be tethered to such an incredible group and family. So I just want to express my gratitude and thank you for, I forget who asked me, I apologize, but I'm just so thankful to be of service today. And I want to share this too because it's honest. And I told God before I opened my mouth, I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to be who you would have me be. And I didn't realize it was a topic. So it's perfect because God led me right here for all of you because I don't know why I was led here. So this is perfect. It's right on time. This is my third time speaking in 3 days. And I share that because I actually hate speaking. And I say hate because it's a self-centered fear. There's a lot of personalities and people looking at me, even if it's on Zoom, and I can't control or manage that. And so my ego, my addiction to self goes, ah, what are they gonna think? You know, and I love it because God is really stretching me because I have massive value in God, and I have a very powerful spirit that has been awakened as a result of this work. And so God wants me to share that. So when I can step out of the way, which has been happening, I feel kind of emotional about that because it's uncomfortable for me to talk. It's uncomfortable for me to share and just be me, you know, because I'm like, oh, she said it differently, or she has more experience. She's so good with the big book. I'm just me, man. So this is my experience. I'm going to talk about it, and I see some familiar faces that I love so much. Okay, so what led me here? I'm so thankful. God is so good, you guys. I was praying about it because I didn't really have direction. I heard it was an all addictions meeting, and I haven't been here in a while to this particular group. And I was praying about it. I was like, all right, God, like, what do you want me to share? What would you have me do? And so this is where I was led. And I was led here because I'll give you an experience that I just had. To quickly qualify, I'm here, you know, in BBA because of my, again, I'm going to generalize in the addiction I have to self. That addiction puts on many different masks. There's many different symptoms. But at the end of the day, the addiction I have is to self, man. And it's really the self-hatred I'm realizing. It's like this constant battle of me with the world. And so I'll seek relief in any form from that pain. And this work really enables me to find a power that is the relief. You know, God is the relief in my experience for me. And God for me is ever evolving. And my conception of that power gets to ebb and flow just like I do, you know, as a human, but also again as a spiritual being, putting this into spiritual practice. So last night, I told my story and then I was trying to like downshift from that. And there's like a thing that I do that I made. It's like, I call it a bottom line, meaning it's like when I break this, I'm breaking a, you know, a bottom line of myself. And it's comparing myself to Instagram influencers. And I say that honestly because it puts me in a state of, again, addiction to self-hatred. I compare myself, my body, my life, my personality, everything I think about myself, I compare it to what I see on an image, right? I can do it in a meeting. I can do it on Instagram. I could do it in life, at the gym, you name it. I'll compare my insides, what's going on inside of me, to what I see outwardly, which is what led me to this page. So my addiction to that, and that is an addiction for me. I'm constantly in a state of comparing and judging. Another thing, just a constant defect that comes up is judging. Because even if I think I'm better, like, I love that feeling of being superior. Oh, I look better. I sound awesome. Oh, I just made a point that made so much sense. Like, I love that feeling. And I'll get addicted to that too. I love to feel better than the next person. But with that judgment, there's two sides of that coin for me. If I'm judging somebody as being less than me and I feel awesome, then I'm also judging myself when somebody's better than me. And now I feel like poop, you know? So judgment doesn't, I don't get to just enjoy the joy of like feeling superior with judgment. It comes with both sides of it. So that's why it's a true defect of character for me, because anytime I engage, you know, usually unconsciously, I'm not aware of it until I feel terrible. I'm like, what's going on? And I take an inventory and I realize that I was judging. Again, it comes back to I'm judging somebody's outsides based on how I feel internally. So what do I feel? What is Stephanie as a codependent? I'm a shapeshifter. I'm a body surfer. I jump out of my body and into you. You get what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to manage. What do you think of me? What do you feel? What are they feeling? Like, I am so good at that. And it was adaptable. I learned it as a child. So there's a lot of grace. So I say all these things with love and grace over my experience because, you know what I mean? I had to do that to survive. That's where the defects come from. They're survival instincts that are rooted in fear. Like, I'm just trying to make it. But this has enabled me, again, coming to BBA, coming at the end of myself, I should say that, coming to a place of utter desperation, being so sick and tired of hating myself, being so sick and tired of running from who I am. I was tired. And I got here. Forgive my. See, I want to apologize for having emotions. Isn't that so funny? Like, sorry for being a human being. Makes me emotional because it makes me feel really grateful to be among a community that's taught me I don't have to do that anymore. There is a solution that I can come home to me. And in coming home to me, I create a space for others and I can serve from a state of love. Because I was the classic also people pleaser. And I'm going to get to the reading, I promise. But the people pleaser would always try to serve, serve, serve. Because again, it made me feel good. It made me feel like if I'm giving everything away and I'm constantly of service to others, whether that be through sponsorship or group leadings or what have you, I felt better about me. Which again, I don't know with a right sized approach, that's probably excellent because I think it does make us feel great, for me rather. But again, if I'm using that to change what's going on in me, I'm dependent on that to feel better about Stephanie. And again, that I came to the end of even that. That didn't work. It wasn't sustainable. And my motives for doing it were still really disillusioned because the illusion is the great lie I tell myself, the delusion is if I'm the right fit, if I'm perfect, if I'm doing everything for everyone else, then I'll be okay. All these delusions. Fix the outside. If I fix the material, the outward appearance, then the inward is going to change. And I have found through BBA and this work, it's the reverse. So what led me to this is, again, I was praying. So I felt really uncomfortable because I'm like, oh, I felt like I wasn't good enough. I felt like nothing I do is enough. It's just not enough. That constant fear always comes up in pretty much all of my experiences, unchecked, right? I'll say unchecked. And so this morning I did inventory around it and I got in prayer and I still felt really like sticky with it. Like I say sticky because it was like stuck to me. I couldn't get it off. And I want to say, you know, self-knowledge doesn't give me the power to do things differently. And what I mean is I can know better, but I can't always do better as a result of my knowledge. My logic is sorry, my knowledge is limited because it's only based in what I can see, touch, taste. Hi, Lisa. I'm so sorry. Do you mind muting your? Thank you. Thank you, whoever did that. I was so distracted. Thank you so much. Yeah. No. My knowledge of what's going on, of what I see, is limited because it's based on, like, I don't know, self-sufficiency. I don't know how else to say it. Basically, just my own, like, I need to check myself. I need to change. I need to fix this. I need to be more loving. I need to be more, again, all self, self, self. Logic doesn't serve an addict of my variety. It's good to an extent, like, it gives me discernment, but I need to have a spiritual awakening. The power to do different comes from a power. I have to get in touch with a higher power. And I love We Agnostics. I wish I could read the whole chapter. But I'm particularly fond of 48 for this morning for my experience because, you know, I'm sitting with like, well, God, who would you have me be? What would you have me do? Like, why am I feeling so terrible based on what this person looks like or does? Help me to see myself through your eyes, higher power. Like, help me to see how you see me. And then I will again open to this page of, you know, right before the bottom of the page and the begin at the top, it says that faced with alcoholic destruction, so faced with again, self-centered destruction, We soon became as open-minded on spiritual matters as we had tried to be on other questions. In this respect, self-hatred was a great persuader, right? So it finally beat us into a state of reasonableness. I feel like that this morning. I feel like my addiction to, again, judgment, self-centeredness, fear, perfectionism, you name it. I can go on and on, right? Control, we'll just broaden it with control fixing, right? That addiction to that, when I feel completely unhinged, that's a good place because then I'm willing to seek a spiritual solution. And, you know, the end of the page rather, where it talks about that, you know, the material world, it's the outward appearances are not the inward reality. That's leading me to believe that there is
Stephanie, 5 minutes.
Perfect. Thank you so much. There is a power that resides in me and that resides in all. See, with my addiction, it's me against you. That's why I judge. It's me against you. We are separate. And what this made me consider is I had to pause and get still. And is God in charge of all, right? Is God in control of all? Can I let God control the flow of life? Can I give that girl, whoever it was, I don't even know her. I just judge my, can I give her her own experience? Can I let her be her and then come back to letting myself be Stephanie? And let God use me in the way that God would use me and stop telling God what I think it should be. That's another thing I love to do. I love to tell God what I think it should be, what should be happening. I have no idea. I didn't know how I was, what I was going to share on. I didn't, like I said, I didn't even know it was a topic meeting. And yet God is doing through me what I could never do for myself. It just leads me to want to read one more thing before I close up. On page 50, I love this line so much. It says that every one of them, just talking about obviously people's experiences with coming to know a greater power, or, you know, being open-minded at least, every one of them has gained access to and believes in a power greater than themselves. This power has in each case, so that means every experience in each case by case, accomplished the miraculous, the humanly impossible. I love that line because for me on page 50, that's talking about the miracle of, again, seeing myself through how God sees me. Being of real use to people, being of real stability in life, being emotionally centered. That doesn't mean that I don't get sad or frustrated or depressed or these emotions don't come up. Of course they do. I'm human. How could I not have these experiences? But what I'm learning is when I put myself in the hands of God and I stop telling God what God should be and how I should be and how you should be and just being the great director of life, when I can settle down and accept things as they are, which I can't do by myself, I have to have the power of, again, my God, spirit. When I do that, the miraculous does indeed happen. And the miracle is sitting right here talking. It's the fact that I'm here to share this, be honest and vulnerable, and be tethered to, again, a group that, you know, of incredible people. Like I believe everyone in here is so incredibly powerful and valuable in their spirits. So the final thoughts, my outward, and this is one thing that I just want to just be really honest about, like just be real. What's coming up for me lately has been this idea, this old idea I'm letting go of that my body, my looks, my image is what makes me valuable. And it's so rooted, you know, as a single 36-year-old woman who has built her life on a lot of these defects, you know, to let go of this one has been big for me. And it's not, I'm not there. I'm bit by bit. I'm experiencing it little by little, but again, it's really connected to this line that this outward form is like the least important valuable thing. Does that make sense? Like it's valuable and not minimizing, but my point is I put so much value in how I was perceived and how I looked and how I performed and how people saw me. I put so much value and weight in that. And now getting the chills, oh my God, God is doing something here. I feel the opposite is happening, which is where I am today, guys. It'll change, but where I am today, and you could see it because it's so raw, it's real. It's like literally in real time. The inward, what's going on in my spirit? What's happening in my body? What's happening in my body? How do I feel? What can I bring? What a gift. What a miracle. Oh my God. Okay, I'm going to stop because I feel like I'm just going to weep in gratitude. I truly feel so like raw with this right now. But yeah, so that's my consideration is, you know, kind of that line, however it speaks to you, I don't really, again, I'm not in control of how people are perceiving that even, but the way I'm internalizing it in my world right now is, like I said, is realizing that there's a far greater thing inside of me than there is out here. And when I tap into that through pausing, through meditation, through inventory, whatever it takes to get there, but usually it's just in the pause, I'm really surprised by what I find. So thanks for letting me share, you guys. It's your meeting, and I'm really looking forward to hearing you guys. Thank you.
Stephanie, that was amazing. Thank you. Beautiful. Let me stop the recording.